You're listening to the Hudson River, a weekly half-hour program about the nature, culture, and beauty of one of America's great waterways. The Hudson River is produced at Vassar College and brought to you in cooperation with this radio station. I'm your host, Mark Breslov. Coming up, we listen to historical songs and stories performed by Linda Russell, beginning with the Revolutionary War. We revisit Jean McAvoy of Betty and the Baby Boomers and hear a modern-day song of hers about a favorite quiet bay near Tivoli, New York. And we listen to the sounds of the river from further north in Columbia County's Stuyvesant. All this and more next on the Hudson River. On this week's Hudson River Culture segment, educator and musician Jean McAvoy of Betty and the Baby Boomers talks about her song Back Bay and its inspiration, the 1,700-acre Tivoli Bays Marsh.
Back Bay was inspired by my current job, which is focused on teaching people about the Hudson River as an estuary. And so that is my attempt. When I can't bring people down to the Hudson River, I try to bring the river to them. And I wrote that song to evoke any quiet tidal wetlands anywhere, but my direct inspiration was Tivoli North Bay.
Can you describe that to us?
Oh, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful, well-developed tidal wetland that's made up mostly of cattail beds with well-defined stream channels with all the associated birds and animals. And it's just a truly wonderful place. I use that song to go away and to take people away from where they are to whatever place makes them feel peaceful and quiet and sort of out of the frenzied pace that most everybody has these days.
Give me the back bay. Give me a good excuse to slip the strangle noose of a work day. Oh, my soul is free, no one to bother me on the back bay. Don't want your noisy engine, don't want the wind in my hair. Give me an old canoe, a paddle, light and true, they will take me where the heron waits for the tide and fate to bring her dinner there. Give me the quiet water, give me the back bay. I feel the need to ride the changes of the tide in the worst way. Oh, I do believe I feel the river breathe on the back bay. Oh, you can keep the channel, you've got places to go. Rushing by, you're living on the fly. I will take things slowly. I don't mind if I fall behind in the ebb and flow. We need that quiet water, we need the back bay. A buffer from the storm, the place where
safe
life is born, where the cattails sway. The river's health is in the secret wealth of the back bay. Give me the quiet water, rock me in the cradle
of the back bay.
need that quiet water. Share it with the eagle and the osprey. Cherish the quiet water of the Back Bay. Give me the quiet water.
Rock me in the cradle.
Give me
of the
Back Bay. The quiet water.
Share it with the eagle.
We need the back bay. Cherish the quiet water of the Back Bay. Cherish the quiet water of the Back Bay. Cherish the quiet water.
On this week's Hudson River feature, we listen to historical songs and stories performed by Linda Russell, who sings and plays hammered and mountain dulcimer as well as guitar. The history here begins with the Revolutionary War, when the British believed that if they controlled the Hudson, they could split the colonies and prevail. But first, Linda tells us why she sings about the Hudson and its history.
I think the Hudson is a rich place. It has so much history. And my whole way of finding out about history is to find out the songs that people sang. Music is the emotion of history. In their songs, people tell how they feel about war, about love, about everything that that human beings go through. It is an expression of emotions. It is a way to tell stories. And so sing about the Hudson because there are so many songs that can tell us what the lives were like of the people of the Hudson Valley. But one of the most dramatic events of the Revolution took place along its banks. After the Battle of Saratoga, a hero had emerged. His name was Benedict Arnold. But he was a disgruntled hero, and he felt underappreciated by his country. So when George Washington awarded him command of West Point, he immediately plotted to turn the fort into British hands. The British ship, the Vulture, dropped anchor off Croton Point, and young Major Andre rowed ashore for a secret meeting with Arnold. And there, among the trees, Arnold turned over the plans of West Point. When Andre went back to the river, he found he was alone. The Vulture had been fired upon and retreated downriver, leaving Andre to make the passage back to British lines in Manhattan on his own. After traveling all night, he made it to Tarrytown by mid-morning, when three, how shall we say, some call them soldiers, others call them ruffians, out for trouble, came upon him. And they didn't know who he was, they just were pushing him around a bit. Andre didn't know who they were. He said, "Please, I'm a British officer. Let me pass." Aha, they realized they had something here. They searched him. They found the plans of West Point in his boot. Andre was arrested and tried and hanged on a hill at Tappan in front of a crowd of sad and troubled Americans, because they all felt the wrong man was up there on the gallows. Major Andre, to them, was just a British officer doing his duty, and the real villain got away. We hear some of that sentiment in this ballad of Major Andre. Come all you brave Americans, and unto me give ear. I'll sing you now a ditty that will your spirits cheer.
concerning a young gentleman who came to Tarrytown, where he met a British officer, a man of high renown. Well, up spoke this young hero, John Paulding was his name. Pray tell us where you're going, sir, and also whence you came. I bear the British flag, sir, up answered bold André. I have a pass to take me through, I have no time to stay. The others came around him and bade him to dismount. Pray tell us where you're going, sir, give us a strict account. John Pauling said, we are resolved, but you shall ne'er pass by. And so the evidence did prove the prisoner a spy. He begged for his liberty, he pled for his discharge. Oftentimes he told them, if they'd set him at large, of all the gold and silver he had laid up in store. And when he reached the city, he would give them 10 times more. We scorn this gold and silver you have laid up in store. Van Wert and Paulding both replied, you need not send us more. He saw that his conspiracy would soon be brought to light. He called for pen and paper, he asked it for to write. The story came to Arnold, commanding at the fort. He called it for the Vulture, he sailed it for New York. Now Arnold to New York has gone, a-fighting for his king, and left poor Major André on the gallows for to swing. André was executed, he looked both meek and mild. His face was fair and handsome, and pleasantly smiled. It moved each eye with pity, and every heart there bled. And everyone wished him released, and Arnold in his stead. He was a man of honor, in Britain he was born. To die upon the gallows, most highly he did scorn. And now his life has reached an end, so young and blooming still. In Tappan's quiet countryside, he sleeps upon the hill.
He does not sleep on that hill any longer because he was taken up by the British in years to come and given a hero's burial in Westminster Abbey.
We're listening to Historical Songs and Stories of the Hudson, performed by Linda Russell. We've just heard The Ballad of Major André, which recounts the story of the British officer who took the rap for the famed Revolutionary War American traitor Benedict Arnold. To learn more about anything you hear on this program, visit us at www.hudsonriver.vassar.edu. Coming up on the Hudson River, the Eco Calendar, a seasonal observation, and a soundscape of the river. Next, we continue with Linda Russell as she sings a lament that came to the Hudson via Ireland, and then tells of the Hudson's connection to one of America's best-known songs.
One of the most beautiful laments of the Revolutionary War came to America during the French and Indian War with Irish recruits. But the song was taken up by the people of the Hudson Valley, so much so that it's known today as a Hudson Valley folk song. It is a lament that the women sang as soldiers went off to fight, leaving them behind to worry and wonder. She sings of dyeing her dress red because a red dress was a symbol of her faithfulness waiting for Johnny to come home. And some of the original Gaelic refrain, which meant come away with me, my love, can be heard in the nonsense syllables that are left. But the song has the Hudson Valley in it because it still has some of the old place names. The song is Here I Sit on Buttermilk Hill. Buttermilk Falls was the original name of Highland Falls.
Here I sit on Buttermilk Hill. Who can blame me? Cry my fill. And every tear would turn a mill. soldier. Shoo, 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 roon, shoo, rock, shack, shoo, barbaloo. When I die for Sally Bubbling, come bibble in the moon, shalori. I sell my hat, I sell my reel, I'll even sell my spinning wheel. Buy my love a sword of steel. Johnny's gone for a soldier. Shoo, shoo, shoo-la-roon. Shoo-la-rock-shock, shoo-la-barbaloo. When I die for Sally Bubbling, come bibble in the moon, shalori. I'll dye my dress, I'll dye it red. And in the streets I'll beg for bread. God, how I wish that I were dead. Johnny's gone for a soldier. Me, oh my, I loved him so. It broke my heart to see him go. And only time can heal my woe. Johnny's gone for a soldier. Oh my darling, oh my love. Gone the rainbow, gone the dove. Johnny was my only love. Johnny's gone for a soldier. Shoo, shoo, shoo the room. Shoo the rack shack, shoo the barbaloo. When I die for Sally Bubbling, come bibble in the moon, shalori.
Not every woman wept and waited for her soldier. There was one woman, Deborah Sampson from Massachusetts, who decided to cast her lot as a man. She dressed in man's array. She went down to her recruiting office. She was so thrilled that she had passed that night she got drunk in a tavern and blew her cover. So it was back to the drawing board for Deborah. A month later, she went to a neighboring town, took up the quill, signed in as Robert Shurtleff, and she was in the Army now, and she served for many months all around White Plains and the Hudson Valley. And she was wounded in a skirmish near Tappan, and she did what she could to nurse the wound herself. But after a while, a fever set in, and a doctor reaching for Robert's heart made her discovery. He took her home to his wife. They nursed her back to health. It got even more complex because the doctor's niece fell in love with Robert. But it all finally came out, and she was given an honorable discharge from the Army. She married, had a couple of children. Upon her death, her husband sued and won a federal pension for her service as a soldier. That's a Hudson Valley heroine. The Hudson River Valley is also the birthplace of one of the great songs that has come to us from the American Revolution. But the first version of it was created during the French and Indian War, when we were fighting alongside the British. And it was at Fort Crailo in the Hudson Valley that the British troops at our side were thinking we looked pretty ridiculous and were so ill-kept and ill-trained that one of them, Dr. Richard Schuckberg, decided to do a little mocking song. And so he wrote a tune. The tune was old, but he created some words to a tune, mocking these doodles who had come along to fight alongside. Well, the Americans heard it. They said, yep, that sounds like us. And they made it their own.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his hat, called it macaroni. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Father and I went down to camp, along with Captain Goodwin. There we saw the men and boys, thick as hasty pudding. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, dandy. dandy. My music and the stuff with the girls be handy. And there's such a new Washington on a slopping stallion, giving orders to his men. I guess there was a million. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step with the girls be handy.
From the Almanac, June 11th, 2000. Midwood, Hudson River Mile 104.5. A violent thunderstorm with a spectacular light show moved slowly through the peaks of the Catskills and swept across the river in a curtain of rain. In the wake of the storm, the sky lightened in the west, the sun sat on Mount Tobias in the Catskills, and a broad shaft of diffused sunlight stretched across the river to the shoreline 100 feet below us like a golden carpet. Over 2 inches of rain had fallen in the Hudson Valley. This observation was contributed by Joan Davidson. I'm Sean Anderson.
The Hudson River Almanac is an annual natural history journal compiled from the contributions of over 1,700 volunteers. Links on how to contribute materials or obtain copies are at www.hudsonriver.vassar.edu.
Time for the Hudson River Eco Calendar. I'm Jen Logan. A river of experience is what you'll discover at the Hudson River Regional Festival, featuring over 200 years of art, history, and music. Explore the past and present by taking part in a Dutch trading post, watching artisans working in local communities, and traveling along the river to see the views that inspired Thomas Cole and Frederick Church of the Hudson River School of Painting. You can also take in jazz and classical concerts at one of the riverfront communities, visit galleries and art exhibits, or take a leisurely walking tour. For a complete schedule of events, call 1-800-724-1846 or visit www.columbiacountyny.org. The 4th Annual Hudson Valley River Ramble, scheduled for the weekends of September 20th and 21st and September 27th and 28th, will feature 125 guided walking, hiking, kayaking, canoeing, and equestrian events, as well as explorations of the Hudson River estuary by boat and on foot. Sponsored by the Hudson River Valley National Heritage Area and the Hudson River Valley Greenway, the Ramble takes place throughout 10 counties from just north of New York City to the Capital District. For a complete Ramble program guide, call 800-453-6665 or visit www.hudsonvalleyramble.com. But if you feel like actually getting out on the river, the Hudson River National Estuarine Research Reserve is sponsoring a series of canoe trips to some of the river's biggest marshes in New York State. These include Stockport Flats, a mosaic of islands and coves in Columbia County, Iona Island, nestled at the base of Bear Mountain in Rockland County, Tivoli Bay, and extensive marshes in Dutchess County. Trips include paddles devoted to learning about fish or history, and even an evening paddle. Trips are free and open to the public, though reservations are required. And you needn't have your own boat, as canoes, paddles, and safety gear are all provided. For more information, call the Hudson River National Estuarine Research Reserve at 845-758-7016. That's 845-758-7016. The Hudson Riverama is a new, permanent exhibition at the Hudson River Museum in Yonkers. The 2,500-square-foot installation features recreations of forest, marsh, and estuary ecosystems, live fish, interactive computers, videos, and a 31-foot-long, three-dimensional topographic model of the river valley. An associated 45-minute planetarium show joins two families on an Adirondack hiking trip as they learn about the Hudson's flora and fauna. For more information, 914-963-4550. That's 914-963-4550.
Next week, we speak with Dr. Robin Bell of Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory about the mapping of the Hudson's bottom, which has led to the discovery of numerous previously unknown shipwrecks. We revisit historical folk singer Rich Balla and hear his rendition of the Adirondack Lumberjack song, Jouberjou. And we listen to the sounds from Blue Ledge in the Hudson River Gorge, which is known for whitewater rafting and magnificent Adirondack scenery. All this and more on the Hudson River. The Hudson River remains an important transportation corridor, with Amtrak, Metro North, and freight trains running along its edges and massive barges coursing its waters. On this week's Hudson River Soundscape, we hear both a tugboat and a train as we listen to a May dawn at Stuyvesant in Columbia County, New York. The Hudson River Radio program is produced in association with Vassar College, its Environmental Studies program, and its Journalism Forum. Our student assistant producers are digital editor Sean Anderson and researcher and editor Batsheva Ghez. Vassar College professor Randy Cornelius is the project director. I'm your host, Mark Breslov, producer and project manager. This project has been funded in part by a grant from the New York State Environmental Protection Fund through the Hudson River Estuary Program. Special thanks to Fran Dunwell and Steve Stan of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. Additional support for this program comes from Vassar College, with thanks to Susan Kuiper. Thanks also to Steve Rath. To listen to this program again or for more information, visit www.hudsonriver.vassar.edu. Email us at hudsonriver@vassar.edu.
In Tarrytown, there did dwell a handsome youth. I knew him well. He courted me my life away. Now with me will no longer stay. Wide and deep my grave will be. Growing over me, there is an inn in Tarrytown where my love goes and sits him down. He takes another upon his knee, for she is golden. Wide and deep my grave will be, with wild goose grass is growing over me. Oh, when I wore my apron low, he'd follow me through rain and snow. Now that I wear my apron high, he goes right down my street and passes by.